Joe's Boys and How They Turned Out by Louisa May Alcott. Narrated by Tavia Gilbert. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. 10 years later. If anyone had told me what wonderful changes were to take place here in 10 years, I wouldn't have believed it, said Mrs. Joe to Mrs. Meg, as they sat on the piazza at Plumfield one summer day, looking about them with faces full of pride and pleasure. This is the sort of magic that money and kind hearts can work. I am sure Mr. Lawrence could have no nobler monument than the college he so generously endowed, and a home like this will keep Aunt March's memory green as long as it lasts, answered Mrs. Meg, always glad to praise the absent. We used to believe in fairies, you remember, and plan what we'd ask for if we could have 3 wishes. Doesn't it seem as if mine had been really granted at last? Money, fame, and plenty of the work I love, said Mrs. Joe, carelessly rumpling up her hair as she clasped her hands over her head, just as she used to do when a girl. I have had mine, and Amy is enjoying hers to her heart's content. If dear Marmee, John, and Beth were here, it would be quite perfect, added Meg, with a tender quiver in her voice, for Marmee's place was empty now. Jo put her hand on her sister's, and both sat silent for a little while, surveying the pleasant scene before them with mingled sad and happy thoughts. It certainly did look as if magic had been at work, for quiet Plumfield was transformed into a busy little world. The house seemed more hospitable than ever, refreshed now with new...